Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from christministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 67. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. Whatever the case may be, they're free. We're going to be concluding part 7, we hope, this evening, of how the Roman Antichrist cult, government, and media, how the nation, the actual nation, the world nation, infiltrated into the United States of America and is now posing as U.S. government, Army, Navy, Marines, whatever, and also administration. We also have some other scriptures to read, but right now let's go to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to anoint this service with His outward anointing, the anointing for the ministry. Father, open up every spiritual eye and every spiritual ear so that they can hear what the Spirit says, and they can see what the Spirit is showing them for immortality. We're living right at the threshold before Christ comes back to earth again. We see it in the diseases here on earth that you're cursing the earth with, and also we see it in the different other plagues that you're pouring down upon the earth, and we know that they're going to get worse and worse. People may be rebuilding different areas that you've knocked down, but you'll knock them down again for sure. It's your word. It's your promise. Your word is true and your promises are true. Lord, we ask that you strengthen the church and that you, through this message, will win many thousands, millions, or even billions of souls. We ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
The Lord wants to establish His kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. He says, "Thy kingdom come here on earth. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Amen?
Amen.
Now, you know, we live under a democracy here in the United States. Democracies are supposed to be ruled by the people. In other words, the people can change the laws. Amen? Mm-hmm. But in a kingdom, the king makes the laws, and they're unchangeable. Amen?
Amen?
You cannot change the word of God, the word or the law of the kingdom of God. And so, therefore, God owns this earth. And therefore, He sent His ambassadors here to take charge of this earth that belongs to Him in the first place. So He sent us as ambassadors here to keep His commandments and to rule the world. And therefore, He calls us kings and priests. Amen?
Amen?
Those of us that are His rulers here on earth. Not everybody is a ruler, but He wants you to take rulership over your body, over sin. He doesn't want you to sin anymore, and He wants you to take power and dominion over Satan. So in essence, you are a ruler, amen, a king, and a priest. And priest means that you're able to be connected to where your actual citizenship belongs. It belongs in heaven, amen?
Amen.
So if you're a citizen of heaven, you want to keep in communication with it, amen?
Amen.
So you communicate with the Lord by reading His word, because His word is king. And you cannot change that word. It's unchangeable. He will not allow anyone to change it. Anyone that thinks that the democracy or that you as a person can change His word, you're condemned because you're doubting His word that says that He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So when God sends us as ambassadors into the world, that means that we're really from heaven, but He sends us in here to take power and dominion over, to be rulers here on this earth. And even though we are kings and priests in this earth, the Bible still says that He, the King of us kings, and the Lord of us lords. Amen? So that means that we don't own it, that He still is the King of heaven and of earth. Now, the devil is like the ruler of this world at the moment, but that's why He sent us into this world as ambassadors to take back the earth, by winning people into the kingdom so that there's not so many earthly or carnal people in the world. And He said that people should fear the rulers. Amen? All right, so let's read that scripture. First of all, let's read in the dictionary what a lord is. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. A lord is somebody that owns something. Amen?
The Lord owns heaven and he owns earth. And the Bible says that he owns us, and he'll do with us what he will. If we do what he says, he will, because he owns us, let us enter into his kingdom. And then if we don't do what he says that we are to do, he'll send us into a place that he has prepared for Satan and his angels. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so let's read what the Lord is.
One who has power and authority, as from headship or leadership.
Right. See, Bush or any president doesn't own this world. So therefore, a president is not a lord. Amen?
Yeah.
In England, they have lordships and so on in their government over there. But this is just some kind of a custom that doesn't really mean anything, because they don't own this world. They don't own their own life. Amen?
Amen.
And they certainly don't own the kingdom of God. They don't own anything except their soul. They can allow it to go where God wants it to go, or they can let it go where God wants it to go if they don't do what he says. Because God is the owner of everything. Amen?
Amen.
He even owns hell. That's why he can unlock that door down there and put you in there. But he will never unlock it and let you out if he puts you in there. So what is the Lord?
A master, ruler, governor, prince.
Okay, so we that are lords, that we belong to the Lord, and he's given us lordship over the earth here, and certainly over certain sections of this earth, we are the master. Isn't that what the Bible says?
Mm-hmm.
He's called us to take power and dominion over evil. People that don't believe that. Okay, then what else?
One who has authority as from possession or property rights, a proprietor, as the lord of a mansion, a head of a household.
Okay, that's good enough. So that's the head of a household. And a lord or a husband, it shows that it's the husband also that's the lord. And some people think that the woman is supposed to rule the man. But the Bible tells us different. The king, the lord, the word tells us that the man is over the woman. Amen?
Amen.
The wife is to obey her husband, and that's in the Lord. The Bible tells also a man to love his wife. But if the wife doesn't want any love, well then, he's not under that obligation, amen? And then he's to give her love if it's due, if she's not talking bad or backbiting him, or if she's not conspiring in the household against him, or conspiring in the neighborhood or the church against him. These are all things, so they're not due any sort of benevolence from their Lord. Amen?
Amen?
Okay, I think that's enough on that. Go read the scripture that I told you to.
Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God, and the powers that...
Why? Because he's the Lord of heaven and earth. Amen?
Amen?
Not the world system, because he's destroying. He already destroyed that by destroying Satan. But he's the owner of everything. Anything that does not allow God to own them is going to be burnt to a crisp. They're just chaff. Okay, then what?
The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power...
Now, is the power that is ordained of God the satanic world government that allows abortion and is trying to take God's word, which is the authority, out of the world?
No.
No. So the authorities are those that are ordained of God. God has not ordained this Antichrist government. That's clear, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If it's anti-Christ, or anti-God's word, or anti-the authorities of God, then they're not ordained of God. They are anti-Christ, anti-God. All right, then what?
Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God.
Now, in other words, the power that God has given the authorities, the kings and priests here on earth, they don't obey them, well then they're resisting God. And so the power has no other alternative but to resist them and give no place to them. No place. That means zero. Okay? Then what?
And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation.
Right. If you resist what the Lord commands you to do, some people say, I love God, and yet they get so angry when you teach them these scriptures. The scriptures are God. Amen?
Amen.
And so you're angry at God, and so you're defiant against God. And also, you are a person that is a witch according to these same scriptures. And the Lord will not suffer a witch to enter heaven. I have many other scriptures, Mark, but I want to get finished with part 7 of the Roman Antichrist government agents in this country claiming to be United States agents. And they are also in other nations claiming to be British agents, and in Germany being agents of German government, their original government. And they're not. They're all Roman Catholic Antichrist patience. All right, where did we leave off now?
Measuring up.
This is measuring up. All right, let's hear it.
Our enemies are spiritual enemies. They are satanic spirits who do their work against us in the bodies of weak humans. They are easily detected.
In the bodies of weak humans and in the spirits of weak spirits. They are weak towards God, but very strong towards Satan. They're owned by Satan. They're possession. They're possessed by him. When I own something, I possess it. When Satan owns you, you are one of his many possessions. And when the Lord owns you, well, then you're one of the Lord's possessions. And if he possesses you, you're never offended at his word. His word is king. Amen?
Amen.
And his word is king over king and lord over every lord. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, let's go.
They are easily detected, but only after we know the correct meaning of the word of God. When we know the word of God, we contrast the things they are doing with the word of God. When we see them do the exact opposite of what God tells everyone to do in his word, we see that they are not followers of Christ, but followers of the devil. For anything other than God is Satan.
And what does the psalmist David say? That someone that smites him of the Lord, he says that it's a kindness. Amen?
Amen.
It's a kindness. But people that are possessions of Satan consider that that's evil. In other words, they're saying that the word of God is not king of kings and lord over lords. They just say that's evil because they have been brainwashed or damaged into democracy. God is not a democracy. In a democracy, people can change the law. Amen?
Yeah.
They can just vote and whatever the majority rules. If they say that abortion is fine, well then, okay. They're going to make it a law that the general public wants to have abortion. And it's legal then. Or if they want to say that you're not supposed to let anyone divorce just because of the fact that they commit adultery or fornication or that they're lesbians or homosexuals, well, that's the law because the general public in a democracy voted that it's all right. But in the kingdom, God never changes. His word never changes. And when he says, he means. Amen?
Amen.
And when you come at the end of the line, he's going to judge you by the law. And not because that you believed in democracy, because God is a theocracy. He is a dictator. You may not like that word, but his word is settled in heaven. And you cannot vote. It doesn't make any difference if the majority of people here in this world want to change one of his laws to say that you can abort babies or that homosexuality is all right. That will not change God's word. His word is king and law. And anyone that is a ruler of the Lord, and there's people in his household, whether it's a son, a daughter, a wife, that does not want to obey God's word, that person is not to give them any benevolence. And if it's a son that just rises up against God's word and begins doing things that are totally against God's word, you're supposed to spank him. Now, that's the word of God, and the democracy here says that you're not supposed to do that. But is it better to listen to God so that your son will grow up a godly man, or your daughter will grow up godly, or is it better to listen to Dr. Spock, that reprobate?
Better listen to God.
Yeah, we ought to listen to God, amen?
Amen.
If we want to enter the kingdom of heaven, because to not discipline your children is against God's law. Amen?
Amen.
So they just say that you're a horrible person and say that you allow people to be spanked. But I always do with my children, I always reason with them first when I see them doing something. And then I'll take privileges away from them. And if that doesn't do any good, well, I have no alternative. Years ago, I mean, but to give them a little spanking. And if that doesn't work, then I'll give them a good one. When I was a child, I used to get spanked. And it made me know the difference between good and evil, and I knew right from wrong, okay? Sometimes I got spanked for things I didn't do, and that's one thing you should never, ever do. Of course, we love our children. The Bible says if you love them, you're going to discipline them. Amen?
Yeah.
And so I don't care what this democracy says. They vote that you're not supposed to, and that's why you see children killing their school chums. That's why you see them committing fornication and abortion and everything else, because they believe in democracy rather than the kingdom. There's a great difference between the kingdom, a kingdom, and a democracy. Remember, God owns the world and the heaven, and he owns everything in it. And he's going to do with you what he will, according to his word. And there's nothing that you can do to change that. Vote, if you will. It won't change it. You can change this world, and you have already, to be as reprobate or as big reject of God as it is. But still, God shall reject you. You're a reject of God. So let's continue on here.
They are blind leaders who lead their entire congregation into the ditch, Matthew chapter 15, verse 14. This means they shall all spend eternity in the lake of fire. We must have the knowledge of God. God states, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge," Hosea chapter 4, verse 6.
Right, the Bible says, you know, that the law is for the lawless. In other words, if somebody is trying to kill your wife or your children, that you're to call the law on them. Amen?
Amen.
And if the law won't come and do it, well, then you're to hire somebody to stand watch. Now, we don't have any guns, bullets, bombs, or anything in our organization, but we do have watchmen. Amen?
Amen.
And they will turn you over to the police if you try anything funny over here against my son, my daughter, against my wife. This is my wife, okay? And I'm commanded by the Lord to protect her and to care for her. And it's my children, and I'm supposed to not only discipline them, but to protect them as well. Amen?
Amen.
And then what?
By this he means they are destroyed by their lack of the knowledge of God. Here the word destroyed means they will spend eternity in the lake of fire. If we truly are the members of Christ's body, the church, his bride, the New Jerusalem, the kingdom of heaven, we will warn people of the wrath of God which is soon to come, just as Christ, the prophets, and the apostles did. The higher powers. God's infallible word states, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers," Romans chapter 13, verse 1. The higher powers are the ministers of God, Romans chapter 13, verse 4. Why? Because there is no power but of God, Romans chapter 13, verse 1.
Right, and they say that these people care for your soul. Then what else?
And God's power is not the one world antichrist cult, government, or media. These are the powers of the devil. Again, Christ said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth," not to Rome, Rome's antichrist, Satan, the dragon.
No, Rome doesn't own the world. God owns Rome. Amen?
Amen.
God owns the ground there. And God is soon going to allow Rome to burn again, and this time, finally. And then the inhabitants thereof that are not repentant are going to spend eternity burning forever in hell in the lake of fire. Then what?
Again, Christ said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth," not to Rome, Rome's antichrist, Satan, the dragon, or Rome's one-world government and media. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18.
By God said he's going to burn them all. Then what else?
Again, God's authorities on earth are his ministers, those who ministered his word. Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 4. We must never read or listen to the heresy in the new, quote, Bibles, unquote, which have been printed under the direction of Satan's Antichrist in Rome, who is given his power by Satan, the great red dragon.
Yeah, they all say that God is just going to forgive you and that he loves you unconditionally, and that is not true. With God, there's conditions with everything. He says, if you do well, then I'll do this. But if you don't, that's conditional. This is all conditional. You don't, you'll go to hell. Amen?
Amen.
Keep my commandments and live. Break my commandments and die eternal death. He says, live a godly life and you'll enter into the kingdom of heaven. But if you live an ungodly life, you will spend eternity in hell. That's all conditional. If you do good, you go to heaven. If you do evil, you go to hell. That's conditional, my friends. And he's no respecter of persons. And I don't care. You see all kinds of people that are preaching this wonderful message of just God is love, love, love. But they're the most evil people in the world. And you'll see how calm and collected they are when you start preaching the truth to them. The devil is just pops and cracks out of them. Just like a thorn bush in a fire. You can hear it popping and a cracking. They get so angry, it's unbelievable. Then what?
These new Bible versions exalt the world government beast, Rome's enforcement agency. They are Satan's Roman Antichrist, one world government Bible.
Yeah, they say that the secular government is the rulers. They are not. Then what?
There are many new Bibles which Satan provides for you. One of them is the Amplified Version, which says, let every person be loyally subject to the governing civil authorities.
And that is Antichrist doctrine. And a little leaven leavens the whole lump. The Bible says that we must let the Lord's word enter into us like yeast. When you put yeast into bread, it just permeates the whole bread and makes it swell up until it's incredibly full of the word. The Bible says, but a little leaven is like a yeast also, an evil yeast. It enters into your soul, and it contaminates the entire soul. But the word of God comes into you, and it will grow up like a mustard seed. Amen?
Amen.
It just swells up. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
The civil authorities, such as the Nazis, who have murdered and continue to murder millions of people. Romans chapter 13, verse 1. The civil authorities say homosexuality is honorable, even though God said demonic spirits such as this are condemned. A lack of faith doesn't allow me to tell you all the other things God said are sin, such as abortion, which is, in the eyes of God, first-degree murder, and is punishable by eternity in the lake of fire, as well as all the other sins that the civil authorities condone and protect. Civil authorities are not voted in by God, but by unregenerated people, unconsecrated people, people who are dead in trespasses and sins. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1.
Yeah, the civil authorities, they're actually possessions of Satan. They're actually democracy, not a kingdom, the exact opposite of kingdom. Democracy, they can change the rules anytime they want. You know how many times the laws are changed every year? So many thousands of times that the people that are making the laws can't even keep up with them. But in heaven, in the Word of God, the law is plain and it's settled and that's it. It never changes. You don't have to worry about the Word of God changing on you at all. You can trust in the Word of God with all your heart. Amen?
Amen.
Trust in the Lord, the Word of God, with all your heart. And what?
Lean not to your own understanding.
And lean not unto your own understanding. And not to any other man's understanding, like the people that the Democrats or the Republicans. Amen?
Amen.
The Word of God never changes. That's the kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't
Amen.
That worth saying hallelujah for?
Amen.
Amen. We don't have to worry about it changing. My God, I mean, you can just go without watching the news or anything for a year, and all of a sudden they'll say, hey, what are you doing? Well, the same thing I've always done. I'm like, oh, you're breaking the law. What law? Well, they say that you can't do this. Oh, you always used to be able to do that. And they say, no, it's all changed now. Amen?
Amen.
That doesn't happen with the Word of God. It's settled forever. It's like a standard. Amen?
Amen.
You can raise that standard up and stand on it. It's the solid rock, Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 4 states that God's authorities are His ministers, those who preach His word, those who fear Him and keep His commandments. Those who are God's authorities, God's ministers, are the ones in the world you must fear if you intend to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, the governing civil authorities are not the higher powers. God's ministers are the only ministers of God's power. There is no power but of God, Romans chapter 13, verse 1. The governing civil authorities must be subject to the higher powers, but will they be? The answer is no. Rome is given its power not by God, but by Satan, the great dragon. There is no justice in the world because Rome's satanic cult government and media are the civil carnal authorities. This includes all those who are its puppets, its mouth, the media. However, no matter what Satan is doing in the world today, we are commanded by God not only to expose them, but to love our enemies. We are to bless them that curse us, to do good to those that hate us. We are not to bomb them or blow them and their tiny little children up, and to pray for those who despitefully use us and persecute us. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. This does not mean we are to love the devil. We are commanded to hate him. We are to hate the deeds of the people, but not to hate the people. We are to love the whole world by telling them the truth, the only truth in this world, which is filled with lies. We, the ministers of God, who are God's authorities on earth, would never instruct anyone to murder unless we wanted to spend eternity in hell with Satan, his angels, and all the other unrepentant sinners who follow him. We would never, under any circumstance, plan the massacre at Waco, which the satanic Roman civil authorities called a turkey shoot. Tapes of David Koresh preaching show that he did not think he was Jesus or God. He exalted our Lord Jesus Christ.
That was the lie the news media told. Then what else?
The media, who God said is the mouth of Satan, told you another pack of lies regarding him, just as they have told you lies about many other people of God for centuries.
Including myself. Then what?
You can order tapes with David Koresh preaching the true gospel, which show him to be a true Christian, from the address below.
Give the address below, because they can't see that on tape. This is in my literature.
8 audio tapes of David Koresh's sermons and his unfinished literature, the decoded message of the 7 seals of the Book of Revelation. You can order it from Mount Carmel Survivors Memorial Fund, Incorporated, P.O. Box 120, Axtell, Texas, 76624. And the phone number is 817-754-2146.
Okay, go ahead.
However, I do disagree with his earning money by the sale of guns and with his possession of carnal weapons, because the Lord forbids it.
Well, I see that our time is up. This is Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. And hey, get right with the Lord right away. Ask the Lord to enter into your heart. Ask him to wash all your filthy sins away. Ask him by the Spirit, Jesus, come into my heart with the Father by the Spirit and wash all my filthy sins away. Enter into me and give me the strength that will make me more than a conqueror in you. And Lord, I will read your word and I will keep your word. But I know that you won't turn me away, because your word says that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that means me. Therefore, I know you've heard me. And I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. Just praise and thank the Lord. And Sharon, tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program number 67.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com. Or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078. Or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
We're going to continue this broadcast, so make sure you tune in until tomorrow, the Lord willing. This is Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.